This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. You know how there's climate hysteria out there, of course, but there's also, from the CDC, there's all this rigged, ginned-up hysteria now about vaping. And so they say, oh my gosh, 50 people may have been made ill by vaping in the state of Massachusetts. This is the latest thing, and the CDC is launching an investigation. You could look into the problem with vaping. Meanwhile, probably something like at least 10,000 people a year in Massachusetts die from FDA-approved prescription drugs. You know, thousands probably die from chemotherapy. And of course, the state of Massachusetts has zero interest in looking at the dangers of pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy and radiation therapy, or even pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals in the food supply. None of that stuff matters. But they're sure concerned about your vaping habit. Why is that? Well, of course, because they want you to be afraid, and they want to regulate and control everything, and they want to shut down the free market, and they want you to panic about things that hardly matter in the big picture. That's what this attack on vaping is. Now, I don't vape, by the way. I've never smoked. I'm not into any of that stuff. I'm not into recreational drugs. I don't smoke pot. Never smoked pot. Never have done drugs. I don't even drink. I've been around people who are smoking cigars, and I think the cigars actually smell pretty good, frankly. Although I'm not into inhaling smoke, but vaping is not a health risk unless you are vaping something that's got, you know, toxic solutions in the vaping liquid, which does exist, but you can avoid it if you know what you're doing. For one thing, you don't want to vape propylene glycol. So this PG ingredient that's in a lot of vaping materials, you know, propylene glycol, that's basically antifreeze that's used in, you know, winterizing your RV, for example. And it's used in a lot of foods. It's used in imitation blueberries. Did you know that? Yeah, we are the ones who actually did a lot of the original whistleblowing on that. It was years ago. I think it was like 10 years ago. I went into the grocery store and I documented all the fake blueberries in the cereals and the bagels and the breads and everything. We did a big report on that. They're made out of propylene glycol and artificial colors. We did a story, and then I think it was NBC or ABC totally ripped off my report, and they made a big deal out of it. Of course, didn't give me credit. And then the manufacturers responded by swapping out the fake blueberries with imitation blueberry bits that have like a trace of real blueberry juice in them, so that no one could say they're 100% fake anymore. No, now they're 99% fake, but not 100% fake. Anyway, that was propylene glycol. And now it's in vaping products. So if you're inhaling propylene glycol, of course, that's not good for your lungs. The thing to know about vaping is, overall, the reason it's safer than smoking is because nothing's burning in a vape device. You're aerosolizing liquid, and then you're inhaling that aerosolized liquid. That's it. When you used to maybe get sick and your mom or your dad would have you inhale, you know, steam vapors with maybe some Vicks Vapo Rub in a pot of water, you know, when they like boil a pot of water and then you're supposed to put your head over it with a towel over your head and just inhale that stuff. That's vaping, folks. That's vaping. You're inhaling water vapor that's got some other molecules in it that, in the case of, you know, Vicks and everything, some of those molecules might help ease some of your symptoms, you know, if you're having a cold or a runny nose or what have you. Vaping is the same essentially as inhaling, you know, essential oils that are aerosolized and put into the air in your room. If you're breathing a room that smells like essential oils, you are in essence vaping, you know, it kind of indirectly. You're not inhaling the essential oils directly out of a pipe or something, but you're still inhaling them out of the air, and then you're infusing them into the air with, you know, an aerosolizing type of device like an ultrasonic vaporizer, right? And if you think about it, if you're walking around even San Francisco on some foggy morning, you're inhaling water vapor mixed with all the pollution chemicals of San Francisco, which is full of, by the way, the putrid smells of human vomit and feces and everything else that's left behind by the destitute people who live in that broken city. So if you're walking around San Francisco, you are vaping human feces in the morning fog cloud, which is both literal and a metaphor. If you're walking around San Francisco, you're kind of walking around in a fog, a cultural fog, by the way. That's just a little side note for you, a little bit of humor. But you're vaping all the time. The question is not, is vaping bad for you? I mean, if you're inhaling, if you're breathing, you're vaping, essentially, all the time, every day. There's water vapor in the air that you're breathing right now, probably, I would imagine. I don't think you're in some, you know, horrific desert with 0% humidity. There's probably humidity in the air you're breathing, which means you are vaping. You're vaping whatever's in the air. So for the CDC or even the media to go out and say vaping is bad for you, they're just morons. They're the same morons that think carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Vaping is just an act of inhaling something that's been aerosolized. Vaping itself is not bad for you. What's bad for you is toxic chemicals. So if you vape non-toxic substances like water, even with a trace of nicotine in it, some people do because they want the nicotine kick. I don't recommend it, but that's what some people are doing it for, you know, to avoid smoking. It's certainly healthier than smoking. Really, if you're inhaling, you know, aerosolized water with a little bit of nicotine in it, that is way healthier for you than burning plant material and generating carcinogens that you inhale into your lungs. So smoking cigarettes is way more dangerous than vaping. But on the other hand, if you have a vape, what do they call them? Like a module or whatever they, pods, I think. If you have a vaping pod and that pod is full of toxic flavoring chemicals, like it's got, I don't know, buttery, strawberry, artificial, synthetic, laboratory concocted, imported from China flavors in it. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. For the same reason that you wouldn't eat artificial flavors and artificial colors, you don't want to inhale them either. So it's not that the act of vaping is potentially any more dangerous than just breathing. You know, vaping is breathing. You're just breathing aerosolized molecules. That's it. The question is, what are you breathing? And the CDC won't admit any of this, because if they admitted that it comes down to the chemicals, then they would have to admit that, you know, vaccines are toxic and pharmaceuticals are toxic and all their HIV drugs from the FDA and Big Pharma, those are toxic too. It's the chemicals that matter. It's not the action, you know, whether you're using a transdermal patch or inhaling or even using a rectal suppository if you want to. It's not the vector of insertion into your body that is the problem. It's the chemicals that are the problem. Or the lack of chemicals. That's the issue. Whether you swallow it or sniff it or snort it or mainline it, whatever people are doing these days. Aren't there like college girls that are getting drunk by draining alcohol bongs into their vaginas? I've read that. And you just got to think, oh my God, wow, we have crossed the threshold into total lunacy at this point. I wonder if they're also screaming about climate change as they're doing that. Oh my God, we're going to be killed by floods. More beer. I mean, I don't get it. But people want to chemically, you know, expose themselves to all kinds of things with needles. And, you know, what do they have? Like coffee enemas, right? I guess there are a bunch of different holes and different ways to make holes in your body, if that's what you want to do. I would just recommend that maybe you don't treat your body like an amusement park and instead nourish it with healthy foods and superfoods. And, you know, keep the alcohol out your... that's not what it's for. And your tongue, by the way, is not an amusement park. It's supposed to tell you, give you sensory feedback about what you should be eating and what you shouldn't be eating. Maybe you should taste your medications before swallowing them, and you would know they taste like crap. Toxic chemicals, that's what they taste like, if you ever taste your medication. So just some interesting thoughts here. But vaping, no, vaping's not going to be the end of the world here. Vaping is not the problem in society. Vaping is virtually harmless, except in certain cases where there are very toxic chemicals put into the liquids. Just something to keep in mind. I'm not advocating. I don't know. I don't work for any vaping company. Juul is one I've heard out there. I don't promote Juul. I don't promote vaping products, e-cigs, any of that stuff. That's just not me. I'm just telling you, don't believe all the hype about, oh my God, it's so dangerous, you're going to die if you vape. No, you're probably more likely to be killed by an opioid overdose or chemotherapy than even anything close to the risks associated with vaping. Keep all that in mind. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.